This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvapalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I. Fax is 989-419-3504. Regarding Jerry, that's J-E-R-R-Y, Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S. Date of birth is 11-26 of 1940. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a consultation for Mr. Gibson, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine as of August of 2021 of unknown etiology. Mr. Gibbs is a very healthy 81-year-old male patient who exercises on a regular basis and actually used to do quite a bit of weightlifting. He was using creatine, the supplement, and also whey protein, and was recently told to stop both of those supplements as those may add to his problem with the recent creatinine elevation. He does winter in Texas for part of the year during the colder months here, and he has just returned to Michigan for the summer to the Rock Lake area. He did see a urologist in Texas for follow-up after his creatinine was found to be elevated August 31st of 2021. Previously, it had been 1.1 in 2019, which was greater than 60. It was 1.2 in 2020, which was 58 estimated GFR. Then August 31st of 2021, it was up to 1.4. Estimated GFR of 46. That was repeated before leaving for Texas 10/29 of 2021. Creatinine was 1.42. Estimated GFR was 46. But it did get as high as 1.66 while he was in Texas in early April. That was estimated GFR of 38. When he returned to Michigan, we repeated the creatinine level May 17. It was down to 1.6. The patient does complain of significant difficulty urinating during the night. He does have nocturia up to twice a night, and he has to sit down. When he does have to urinate, he has to sit down or else he is unable to urinate, and then it takes a very long time before he can urinate. So we're suspicious of obstructive uropathy in the lower urinary area. He did have a kidney ultrasound done on January 17th of 2022 in Texas. The right kidney was 9.7 centimeters. There was no hydronephrosis, no calculi or lesions noted. Left kidney was 10.7 centimeters. No hydronephrosis, shadowing, or calculi were noted. Bladder appeared full. It was thickened with an irregular wall that looked like hypertrophy or maybe diverticula. The prostate was definitely enlarged, and it measured 4.9 at the largest centimeters in size. The patient was told that he'll need to see a urologist as soon as he gets back to Michigan, which he did arrive in Michigan, and he's scheduled to see the local urologist, Dr. LIU, June 28th of 2022, and he is on a cancellation list in case an appointment is open earlier than that. The patient denies chest pain, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He has nocturia two times a night with the previous difficulties described. He feels like he's emptying his bladder very well during the day, and he does stand up to urinate during the day and thinks he does empty at that time. No edema or claudication symptoms, no recent rashes, no numbness, tingling, or excessive pain. He did use ibuprofen in the past before the creatinine level became elevated due to recurrent problems with low back pain. Past medical history is significant for hypertension for many years, benign prostatic hypertrophy, hyperlipidemia, insomnia, overactive bladder, gastroesophageal reflux disease, gout, low back pain, restless leg syndrome, and urinary urge incontinence. Past surgical history, he's had bilateral total knee replacements. He had a right hand tendon release that did not successfully release the tendon. So he didn't have the same procedure done on the left hand, which also has a similar contracture noted. Social history, he quit smoking in 1980. Before that, smoked up to a pack of cigarettes per day for about 15 years. No alcohol or illicit drug use. He is a widower. He's a retired electrician, also served in the Navy, a propulsion specialist for many years. Family history, he is adopted, but he does have a twin brother who is known to him that is deceased, and the twin brother had epilepsy. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, Trazodone 150 milligram at bedtime, Lipitor 10 milligram daily, Ambien 12.5 milligram at bedtime, Myrbetric, it's Myrbetrig, 50 milligram daily, TAD, like David, ALAFIL, 5 milligram daily, Lisinopril, 5 milligram daily. He's also on some zinc, vitamin B12, vitamin E, D, fish oil, cinnamon, magnesium is 400 milligram daily, glucosamine with chondroitin daily, and aspirin is 81 milligram daily. He's not using any more non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents for pain, not since the creatinine was found to be elevated last August. Review of systems as stated otherwise negative. Physical exam, his height is 70 inches, weight 184 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 144 over 84. On the right arm, slightly lower, it was 130 over 80. Pulse, 68. The patient is alert and oriented, somewhat anxious, color is good, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion, abdomen is soft, flat, non-tender, no hepatosplenomegaly, no palpable masses. Femoral pulses are normal, no bulge in the inguinal area with straining. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, pulses 2+, posterior tibial, no rashes. He does have multiple varicosities in the lower extremities, though, without edema. And labs and studies, the lab studies most recently done 5/17 of 2022, negative for blood and negative for protein in the urine, albumin 4.0, calcium 9.1, creatinine slightly improved is 1.6 now with estimated GFR of 42, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus was 3.2, parathyroid hormone 54.3, hemoglobin is 13.4 with normal white count, normal platelets. 4/27/2022, creatinine was rechecked just before he returned to Michigan, 1.55, estimated GFR is 45. Then April 4th, 2022, creatinine was 1.66, and estimated GFR was 38 at that time. Parathyroid hormone was 62. Normal calcium levels, iron studies were normal. 10/18 of 2021, creatinine 1.42, estimated GFR is 54. PSA level 3.26. 8/31/2021, creatinine 1.4, the estimated GFR 49. 8/13/2020, creatinine 1.2, estimated GFR is 58. And 8/13/2020, PSA is 3.11. 7/22 of 19, creatinine 1.1, and estimated GFR greater than 60. Assessment and plan, persistent creatinine increase, most likely secondary to obstructive uropathy. The bladder was enlarged on the initial kidney ultrasound done in January of this year. So things may be worse at this point. We have asked the patient to have a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan, and that was scheduled stat and is going to be done this afternoon. He may need a catheter placed until he can be seen by Dr. Liu, L-I-U. And we will also call his office with the kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan results if it does prove that he has a large amount of urinary retention in the bladder, and we'll see if we can move that appointment closer. We will do monthly labs at this point, and we're going to schedule a follow-up visit for him with us after the ultrasound results are back. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.